USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Illinois politicians are reacting to President Trump commuting former Governor Rod Blagojevich's prison sentence. Governor J.B. Pritzker tweeted, "This pardon sends the wrong message at the wrong time." Blagojevich, outside his Chicago home, thanks President Trump for the pardon.
On behalf of Patty and Amy and Andy and me, we want to again express our deepest gratitude to President Trump. Like I said, as a Republican president and a Democratic governor, he didn't have to do this. But President Trump is not a typical politician.
That's right.
He's tough. He's outspoken. He gets things done. He's a problem solver in a business where too many politicians don't want to solve problems. I'm a Trumpocrat.
The Trumpocrat, that's right.
Are you going to vote for him?
If I have the ability to vote, I'm going to vote for him.
And Democrats are preparing for their presidential debate tonight in Las Vegas, where they're welcoming New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg to the stage with them. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The numbers are out regarding U.S. producer prices, and with the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
U.S. producer prices are rising. The Labor Department saying that the 0.5% increase in the producer price index last month is the biggest since October 2018, and also much higher than what economists were expecting, which was just 0.1%. The price index also rose 2.1% in the 12 months up to January.
Chinese health officials are saying the number of people who recovered from the coronavirus is more than the number of people infected by it for the first time since the outbreak began. There were more than 1,800 patients released from hospitals after surviving the illness yesterday. Officials say it's great news and suggest the aggressive policies China took are starting to pay off. Meanwhile, the folks on that Carnival cruise ship that were flown here on Monday are still being held in quarantine. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As Democrats continue to prepare for Wednesday night's debate in Las Vegas, a newbie will be taking the stage with them. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
A new Democratic face will be on stage for the debates in Las Vegas. Michael Bloomberg has qualified due to his poll numbers. Bloomberg has spent $450 million of his own money on ads, and it's paying off. In the Super Tuesday state of Virginia, he's now tied for the lead with Bernie Sanders.
Anybody here worth $60 billion, you can run for president, and you could buy the airwaves. My friends, that is called oligarchy, not democracy.
Sanders, who's leading in Nevada, has recently been engaging in a full battle with Bloomberg.
Now, while Democrats are in Las Vegas, President Trump will be about 300 miles down the road in Phoenix, holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies. Now, people have been lining up since Tuesday morning to get a great spot to see the president, including this man who's dressed up at the front of the line like a wall.
I actually picked this up because I wanted to troll leftists when I was flying through D.C. last year, and so I had the suit on hand, and it's come in very handy at rallies. Sometimes they have a shark week on TV. This is Trump week for me.
That audio courtesy of CBS 5 in Phoenix, Arizona. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.